What should we expect in the last days? Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. It's from 2 Timothy chapter 3 today. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. This is a vile picture of the state of man in the last days. And sadly, as we think about it, it's beginning to reflect more and more the state of man today. Don't we see men that are lovers of their own selves, both out of the church, both the lost, but even the Christian that's a lover of his own self? God forbid that we should be such. If you are one of those today, then I urge you and encourage you to repent even today. Covetousness is the great sin of America, desiring and desiring more and more and never being satisfied. There's never enough, but there's always the desire for more. Boasters. You know, a boaster is one who simply can't help but talk about himself and lift himself up. Proud. Blasphemers, those that blaspheme the holy name of God. They're disobedient to parents. It's a rampant problem in the United States today that children are disobedient to parents. It's an epidemic. It's reached epidemic proportions. There's jokes made about it, but it's not a joking matter. It's a matter of sin. Disobedient children are sinners. Unthankful. You know, the simple unthankfulness of not acknowledging that God has indeed provided is sin. Unholy. God is a holy God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. And he says to us, be ye holy, for I am holy. It is a solemn charge that we have all received that we should strive to be a holy people before an almighty holy God. And it says, in the last days, people will be unholy. That means if they're unholy, that means they're full of sin. And these are the sins that are being listed. Without natural affection, truce breakers. You know, a truce breaker is one who pretends we're going to have peace together and then breaks that peace. Heady, high-minded, thinking highly of themselves. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And today, as we look at the society that we live in, we realize that sadly, the world in the United States is lovers of pleasures and surely not lovers of God. It's a warning. It's a peril. It's a danger. There's deception. There's corruption. There's materialism. There's self-love, tight-fisted. Those that defy authority, they're wasteful. Abortion, homosexuals, withholding the marriage bed, wild people that love sin, and they love to make others sin, and yet even some of those yet in religion. It's a sad picture. It's a sad state of the United States today. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10 and 11 says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. These are the watchmen. These are the prophets that are supposed to cry out. These are the ones that are occupying the pulpits of America. They're supposed to cry out, but it says the watchmen are blind. They're like dumb dogs. They can't even bark. Yes, they're greedy dogs, which can never have enough. They're shepherds that cannot understand. They all look their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. So everyone has his own interests, and that is to gain for himself. And so if he looks aside and if he's blind, and ultimately he becomes blind, you know, Jesus loved righteousness and hated iniquity more than all of his fellows. Therefore God, even his God, anointed him above all others. But you know, there's a corollary to that, and that is that if we ignore unrighteousness, if we tolerate sin, and if we refuse to cry out against sin, if we refuse to challenge people we know that are sinners about their sin, do we become blind like these blind dogs spoken of in Isaiah? But how can we protect ourselves, beloved? The question and the answer is right here in 2 Timothy, also in chapter 2. And in there he's instructing Timothy, and he says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And that's what we need to remember. We have been chosen to be soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need those flowery beds of ease. We don't need the things that this world requires that seem absolutely essential to the people of this world. No, indeed, we are not to entangle ourselves in the affairs of this life, but rather we are to be wrapped up in the service of the King of Kings, and therefore we won't be involved in these things that we see predicted here that'll happen in the last days. But you know, it's coming. The last days are coming. Think about it. These very verses, these very sins that are described in these verses, describe the things that are happening more and more every day around us. Let us not be blind. Let us not sleep, but let us be awake. Let us make sure that our lamps are full of oil, that the Holy Spirit abides within us, that we have received not only the witness of the Holy Spirit, but also the fullness of the Holy Spirit, that we might not be as those who the coming of the Lord overtakes as a thief in the night, but rather be as those who the Lord speaks to and says, "I am coming, and it's time," and so that we're not taken by surprise in these last days. And also, I pray, and I pray that we all together can join together and exhort the sinners unto righteousness. So God bless you today as you seek Him. If you'd like to leave a reply for today's message or any of the personnel at Fountain of Life, when you're done listening to the message, you may choose mailbox 99 and leave a message there. God bless you.